Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Now, your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to go straight to the Lord in prayer for such a time as this, Lord. And I'm going to read a prayer that was by someone else, but I think it's significant. It popped into my mind this morning. For such a time as this, Lord, make me an instrument. Make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, Father, may I sow union. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. It is for such a time as this, Father, that your children need to obey and say, here am I, send me. Every day, Lord, I thank you, Abba Father, for being such a loving and caring God. Father, I thank you that you have blessed me with such a wonderful family. They are each and every one so special to me. And a circle of friends that I have around me. Thank you, Father, for them. They know not how much they mean to me. I'm pretty poor at expressing it at times. And Father, I thank you for the one friend here, Rudy, that just volunteers day in and day out to help. And Lord, I thank you. Thank you that you have put me here. I thank you, Father, for your love and for your grace and for your mercy, as I know I don't deserve any of it. But because you love, I am yours. For such a time as this, I ask your blessing upon today's show. So much is on my heart. So much is in my mind. I pray that I can share it in a way to encourage others. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. You know, something I just received has nothing to do with the monologue I wrote or anything. I'm just going to share this with you. I have not had a moment to reflect and respond on this, but it's a picture that one of my sons sent to me of his little girl sitting on his lap, and he's reading the Bible to her. He says, this picture popped up this morning. It's Ruthie's moment of salvation. It got me thinking about losing Granny, that's my mother, which is what prompted Ruthie's questions of what happens when we die. Ruthie loved her great-granny, even though she never got to know her, and losing her affected Ruthie. Also, my thoughts of how losing Granny is difficult, but the Lord used her death to bring eternal life for Granny's frat granddaughter. Great-granddaughter. I think that's a typo in the phone. He goes on and he says, how amazing is our God who can use a physical death to bring eternal life. Just my thoughts this morning I wanted to share with you. You know, I don't know if he realizes that when we lost Granny, it was January 6th. And I also had another grandchild that was born that day, a great niece that was born that day. You know, it's amazing to me, the love of our God. I hope that meant something to you. I just felt like I needed to share it because it had my mind distracted. So I haven't replied to him yet. I just saw it. I've been writing and getting ready for the show. So my question for you today on the show is, are you being entertained? Deception and illusion is used for entertainment, you know. A magician will distract you on one hand so that you do not see what the other hand is doing, and poof, magic. A rabbit out of the hat, or the disappearing beautiful woman reappears. Our government incorporated. It's been a while since we've actually said that out loud and admitted it, but we're going to do that a lot again here lately because we're going to have Anthony and Tiso on, and we're going to explain it all. We're going to have a series. He doesn't know this yet, but we're going to have a series of shows, and we're going to discuss it. But our government incorporated and its officers, they carry on an illusion and a deception every single day. We turn on the news to see what's happening, and we are entertained with rhetoric, yes? Perhaps it's me too, I suppose. But theirs is meant to distract you, and mine, I pray, is meant to encourage and enrage and bring you to engagement, involvement. When I spoke recently about that gut feeling something isn't right, you and I should feel this way each time we watch and listen to the news or read it. We should question all things being told to us from both the right and the left and those in between. But we do have enough, education, enough information to seize, personally compute their deception and understand where it is and what it, where it's leading us and where it's leading this nation. Do we have enough discernment to figure that out? I know knowledge. I have some knowledge of some things, but I have a gut feeling. But what do I do with that? My number four son, which is the one who sent me that text earlier, he made a comment a while back, and it made me think. We were speaking about the Vietnam vets when he made this statement. He says, we speak of the greatest generation, and he does agree that they were. But why did these men, this greatest generation, not defend and speak up for the Vietnam veterans when they came home under such visceral, ugly protests? For the first time, I wondered the same thing. Why did they not stand up in unity and defend these young men? It was a war that was lost, but not by our young men, by our politicians. If any should have been ostracized and spit upon, it was them. America moved on. We entered other wars that were, again, wars of politicians, not wars for freedom. Americans were deceived, and young Americans perished and were maimed for life. We see it every night on TV. Outside organizations are having to take care of them because we will not as a government. Something's wrong with that. That should give you another gut feeling. Something is wrong with that picture. I'm all for those who want to take care of them. But that shouldn't have to be that way. The Gulf War put CNN on the map as we all watched in real time this war. We were caught up when captured in the shock and the awe in the weapons of mass destruction. We were again entertained by deception. Let's list a few of our deceptions. One, that you are free. Americans are no longer free. Two, that climate change is a threat, or is anything. Three, that healthcare is a right. I hear music, we're not going to make it through them all. Four, that all persons with American soil on their feet are citizens and should be allowed to vote without question. You see, that's the big deception right there. You, as an American, are not allowed to question those who be in power. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, but we will question them. And we're going to talk about a campaign that we're starting. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyers and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
Have you ever checked to see how many minerals are in the nutritional products that you take? Not many if they come from fruits and vegetables that do not average more than 12 minerals due to mineral depletion in topsoil. Minerals are the key to good health and longevity, and you need lots of them. A product called Immuno 150 is only $49.95 for a month's supply, and it has 70 plant minerals and 80 other nutrients. There is nothing like it on the market. Now, more than ever, you need to supercharge your immune system, and to do that, you need at least 60 minerals every day. Immuno 150 has more than 70 minerals. Visit Immuno150.com, that is Immuno150.com, or call 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Bear with me. I know maybe I'm boring you with my points here, but these are the things that we have been deceived by. And the last one I put down when we were going into that break was number four, that all persons with American soil on their feet are citizens and should be allowed to vote without question. Five, that the pandemic was an accident. The farther into this thing we get, the more I believe it was not. And I do believe the pandemic is actually over. We still have the virus. We're going to suffer from the the variants for a long, long time. Six, that Fauci should be exonerated or have any kind of authority. That's a deception. Seven, that abortion is health care or that it's even moral. Eight, that Congress is actually working for you. Nine, that the Supreme Court decision yesterday was a great one. Oh, that made you gasp, didn't it? 10, that the J6 was anything more than a riot. 11, that Biden is actually an elected president. Okay, maybe that one was going too far, but you do have a right and a duty to question all elections, even when a Democrat seems to win. We're still in the first month of 2022. What will you do to bring America home? Or do you even prefer, do you even want to bring America home? Or do you prefer to continue to be entertained? Abracadabra, poof, you're seized. Not free, but seized. Happy Ratification Day. If I can find this, Rudy brought this up to me, and I thought it was rather, he said the other national day was not good. So he was one going after this one. Didn't know this. These are things we forget. I'm sure we learned it in school. But Ratification Day on January 14th annually recognizes the act that officially ended the American Revolution. The day commemorates the ratification of the Treaty of Paris on January 14th, 1784 at the Maryland State House in Annapolis, Maryland by the Confederation Congress. After the Declaration of Independence was signed, nearly 8 years passed before the British and the Americans agreed to a ceasefire. As part of the Treaty of Paris, Great Britain recognized the United States as a sovereign entity. You know, they don't like that word sovereign today. It is the most enduring premise of the treaty. The treaty also defined boundaries, specifically the Northwest Territory, which included Ohio and the rich prairie land of Indiana and Illinois. The treaty also included Michigan, Wisconsin, and parts of Minnesota. Several of the nation's founding fathers negotiated the peace treaty, including John Adams, John Jay, and Benjamin Franklin. The Confederation Congress declared on April 11, 1783, the cessation of arms against Great Britain. Congress approved the preliminary articles of peace on April the 15th of 1783. The Confederation Congress ratified the Treaty of Paris on January 14th, 1784. And we became free from Great Britain and we quit fighting, so to speak, but I think there was a few battles after that. So, I'm going to share a little news with you. And we're going to go through it pretty quick, if I can find it together. Rudy was making a fun of my desk this morning. He said it was just an absolute mess. I didn't know what he's talking about. Biden. So I've got it written down here. Biden defied the Supreme Court ruling. Did you know he was doing that? It's on Thursday after the Supreme Court struck down Joe Biden's most comprehensive vaccine mandate. Now, this part is a victory, but it's only a partial victory. But let's go on to what he's doing. Biden called on all private companies to defy the court's ruling and mandate vaccinations on their own. Tyranny. That is blatant and obvious tyranny, but the Dems say nothing. Because only Trump was a dictator, tyrannous, Nazi. Only he was. Says here, he also vowed to find other ways to work around the court's ruling, claiming that their decision does not stop me from using my voice as president to advocate for employers to do the right thing to protect Americans' health and their economy. He's going to protect our economy by telling you as an employer can mandate that all your employees be vaccinated. You know, how well has that worked in the healthcare department? Because, you know, they're continuing that one. The Supreme Court said they can continue to do that. If they're getting Fed money, then the feds can call the shots. Illusion number one, that you're free. Illusion number two, that the Supreme Court is following a constitution. He says, I am disappointed that the Supreme Court has chosen to block common sense life-saving requirements for employees at large businesses that were grounded squarely in both science and the law. No, they weren't. And he was angry. You know, he's been angry all week. His medicine's not working. This emergency standard, he says, allowed employers to require vaccinations or to permit workers to refuse to be vaccinated so long as they were tested once a week and wore a mask at work. Now, I don't know if all employers are doing this, but the testing once a week is out of your pocket. Biden called this sweeping mandate a very modest burden. This is a modest burden that you should be willing to take upon your shoulders. What was it George Washington said? The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. A modest burden. You shouldn't be so upset over it. Now, this is kind of scary. And this is about Russia. We're just going to jump here, okay? Russia is not going to rule out military deployment to Cuba and Venezuela. Yeah. You should have seen the face on Rudy. It depends on the action by our U.S. counterparts, said the minister of Russia. This is scary stuff, folks. But then when you stop and think about it, Russia seems to be a little more stable than the United States of America. Maybe it could help Cuba and Venezuela. I know, that made people gasp. What do you think, Ruby?
Well, Russia actually vetoed a U.N. resolution that the Canada Free Press is claiming they saved fossil fuels because this U.N. resolution was really anti-fossil fuel, and Russia said, nope, we're not going to do that.
Good for Russia.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, good
for
Russia.
Talk about protecting the economy.
So the deputy foreign minister, which I can't say his name, so I'm not going to, you know, try to do it on air again. He's from Russia. He said we could neither confirm nor exclude. Well, he sounds like the FBI guy that they were interviewing in Congress the other day. We can neither confirm or deny this. These are serious times. Biden administration, the Democrat Party, is tearing this country down, and they don't care who gets hurt. They don't care what country gets hurt. Now, like I said, I don't think Russia is a kind country. Don't get me wrong. But they're a lot more stable than we are right now. They're not arguing over whether they're male or female. And they know that climate change is a hoax. They know it. They have, you know, we've had people on before from the CO2 coalition. And Russia follows this data, but they use real science, not political science. And they know it's a hoax. Absolutely.
Yeah, Russia, in their wording on their veto, called climate change a manufactured hoax.
It is. It exactly is that. It is.
Way to go. Way to go, Putin. Or whoever.
So my next comment here is evil mounts in this administration by the graces of Congress. We're going to say the Senate there, and we're heading into a break. So I'm going to hold that little teaser for you. But they keep approving. It took them forever to approve anything that Trump had. You know, they wouldn't approve any of his administration. But they're going lickety-split with Biden's, although it is a year now. Will be soon. But one more time, they've confirmed someone who is evil. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for
public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
810-214-4064. 810-214-4064. 810-214-4064. That's 810-214-4064.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. Okay, when I was going to the break, I said evil mounts in this administration by the graces of Congress. Well, it's the Senate that approves the administrators. And they have approved an abortion activist, Robert Califf, to be the FDA commissioner. Because the FDA is so honest, you know. I don't know about the rest of you, but when the FDA approves something, does that really mean anything to you anymore? Does it? 3 years later, 5 years later, 2 years later, all these lawsuits because whatever the FDA approved is causing death or cancer or some other kind of disease that's taking lives. Do you trust the FDA? They're in it for money, my friends. So this is another evil person as it mounts in the administration of Joe Biden. We're going to finish that article. In the days of Joe Biden, in the days of Biden. I have another article here. I didn't read it in its entirety. I'm just going to share with you the title. He has lost. Joe Biden has lost 50,000 migrants. Not immigrants. They're migrants. Oh. released in the U.S. in 2021. This is coming from the Washington Free Beacon. They lost them. They can't find them anywhere. Well, maybe they should look on the buses where they're traveling them back and forth. There is a congressman who is raising he's trying to gather them up and take them all to Delaware. We'll see what happens with that. And big tech is helping to silence domestic terrorist parents if they make comments about CRT or wearing masks or school lockdowns or, you know. What if all Americans, not those Karens or those commies, not those Americans, they're not really Americans. They want to fundamentally change America. But what if all Americans just dropped off of social media? What if every American just dropped off?
It'd make my job a little easier.
Yeah. Social media. And what if they all started supporting radio again? And what if they all supported truth in journalism again? Like through the Epic Times, Range Magazine, The New American, A Whistleblower. Those are all paper that you can hold in your hands. Or American Greatness. Or Discover the Networks, where you can actually learn something about these candidates. And what if they all bought, every American, not the Karens, not the commies, we can't trust them. What if they all bought Made in America products again? What if we opted for truth over entertainment? What if we all thought more about the future than about our own well-being at the very, very now? And by well-being, I mean comfort, safety. I've said it before, liberty is always in the hands of the people. And we need to live that way. It is our right. It is our duty. If you see a wrong, you right it. You fight to right it. If you don't, you become a part of it. I know that's from the Virginian. It's not somebody great and famous. Or is it? Think about it. Do you see a wrong? Do you feel? Do you have that gut feeling something just ain't right here? You know, I have some quotes here. Rudy gives me some excellent quotes. He almost annoys me with them sometimes.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. This one's from a great guitarist, Jimi Hendrix. Guess what he said? When the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace. And Bob Dylan, who's not my favorite guy, but Bob Dylan, a hero is someone who understands the responsibility that comes with his freedom. Spider-Man's uncle said, with great power comes great responsibility. And Walter Cronkite, a well-known communist, there is no such thing as a little freedom. I think that's kind of like being, I'm kind of pregnant. You either are or you're not. He says you either are free or you're not free. You know, going back to Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility. Liberty is always in the hands of the people. We were established as a constitutional republic, and Benjamin Franklin knew at the very get-go we probably wouldn't keep it. And we didn't. And now those who are supposed to be working for us are working for Government Incorporated. They ignore the original Constitution. And they keep amending it. And they keep ignoring it. Legislating around it. But the American people are the ones with the real power. And with that power comes great responsibility, which I fear we have shrugged. I have something I want to share with you. And it is from Anthony Antiso's booklet. And it's just the introduction. The principles of liberty. Our nation is in a quagmire, politically, financially, and morally, as the result of various congressional acts and presidential executive orders. When government takes away freedom of choice, it reduces the ability of the individual to better themselves. That's the part there that upsets me about the Supreme Court yesterday. Because even they admitted yesterday that the feds, if you take any grant from the federal government, they gotcha. They gotcha. And you no longer have individual freedom or an ability to better yourself. What does liberty mean to you? How does it apply to your everyday life? As defined in Webster's, he says, freedom from oppression and domination, generally from any government. It is the ability to go about your life and better your situation and your family without the government controlling you. But before you can assert your freedom and liberty, you need to understand where liberty comes from and upon what principles apply. Because with liberty comes responsibility to use that liberty without infringing on others' rights. So you see, it doesn't mean you can just do whatever you want. You can't do whatever you want by hurting other people, destroying other lives. The day you were born, your Creator gave you inalienable rights, some of which were freedom and liberty. You were born, here goes that word again, a sovereign individual. Because those rights being inherent in you from your beginning, no one can take them away. They are part of your being, your soul, your nature, your sovereignty. So the only reliable basis for government as it relates to human beings is the natural law given to us by our Creator. Our organic constitution is based on natural law. We're headed into a break. I hear the music. I think when we do a series to study what happened, we've talked about it before in generalization, but let's get down to the nitty gritty. And I'm going to encourage you. We're going to make these booklets available to get it. And let's have a study. Tony doesn't know we're going to do a series yet, but he's soon going to find that out. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
You can look for the silver lining or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount gold and silver trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is BethAnn. So we're going to go on with this for a little bit, because I want to spark your interest in learning about America Incorporated and the deception of the American people. What happened? Why is it neither one of these parties are fighting for you? Oh, they fight for power for one another, and then they help one another. The day you were born, your creator, well, we already read that. Let's start back down here. Protect your rights. Our Creator gave us certain principles of natural law. Government can only be created by human beings, and the people should therefore control what they create. Now, we've gone through that before. God was first, man was second, then the state, and then the Fed. Man. God created man. God is number one, man is number two. Man created the state. That is number three. The states created the federal government. It was only for an organizational type of thing. They're not for a dictation. They're not supposed to be dictatorial over us. They're to have the least power. God the most. Man the second. State the next. And the Fed the least power. But somehow, that got changed. The right to govern is vested in the sovereign authority of the whole of the people, not the entity created. In other words, you have the power, not the club you created. The club you created doesn't have power over you. The people can abolish or alter the government or the club that has become an oligarchy or tyrannical under our Constitution. Liberty is only secure if the right of property is secure. And now you know. Why they want to tax your property? Why they want to seize your property? Control your property? Take your property? Now you know. Preserve the property.
A free people should be governed by law and not by whims of the unelected. Let's see, the unelected. You mean like the FDA? You mean like Dr. Fauci? The unelected. These people they're putting on Biden's administration, his cabinet. Those people? They're not elected. Nobody wanted Buttigieg, but we got stuck with him, didn't we? Nobody wanted Kamala Harris, but we got stuck with her, didn't we? Nobody wanted Joe Biden, but we got stuck with him. The truth of whether he was actually elected or installed is up for your discretion. A free people cannot survive under a constitutional republic form of government unless they remain morally strong, as our nation's constitution is founded upon natural law in the Bible, or another way to put it, common law. Human beings are obligated to follow the natural law in order to be free and have true liberty. Have you noticed what's going on lately about law and order and all that stuff? Our courts used to be based on constitutional common law. No longer. They are now statutory corporate law courts. Corporate law. In the beginning there was the king law, common law, the law of equity. He says to research that on your own, and we will do that. But he says our organic constitution, the Constitution for the United States of America, 1789, is based on natural law. Then the 1792 amended the Constitution to the United States of America by approving the first 10 amendments, known as the Bill of Rights. The founders recognized that the first Constitution did not protect an individual's unalienable rights. Therefore, the birth of the Bill of Rights. All of mankind and womankind were created equal. We should be treated equally, but not the same. As the French say, vive la différence. In all other things, men and women should be treated equally as to their employment and their social obligations. Could this be, I'm adding this, could this be why they're trying to confuse the genders? Talk about equity instead of equality. I put a star by this, but that can only happen in a true republic form of government, not a democracy. As the role of government is to protect those equal rights, not provide things equally. If you really think about it, every time a law is passed by government, and not we the people, it takes from someone their rights and gives it to someone else. Think about that. Now, that's just his introduction. He has a preface that is very good as well. There's a lot to think about, and he's not telling you what to think in this writing. He is actually just giving us the data. Chapter 7 is how our constitutional government was vacated and replaced with a private federal corporation. We're in trouble. We had the power, and we did not use it responsibly. In fact, we did not use it at all. And we allowed the elected and the unelected to dictate and mandate and regulate freedom right away from us. But liberty is always in the hands of the people. We have a postcard that Rudy has put together. Well, we actually did it together, but he's done most of the printing work. And it says, a Congress whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the representatives of a free people. We the people hereby declare our right out over you, as a governments are instituted among men deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And then it says, restore the republic. Cease and desist all tyrannous, traitorous acts against our U.S. Constitution. And this one is concentrating on January 6th. Let my people go. All J6 political prisoners should be allowed due process of the law. Their rights are secured by the People's Bill of Rights, Amendment 6, 7, and 8. Their continued detention is in violation of their constitutional rights. It denies them human dignity as well as due process. You are in a position to right this wrong. If you do not, you will be acting in an unlawful manner. Let my people go. And then it has a place for your signature, and it's called Patriot Citizen Signature. We're asking you, we're not asking you for money, but to order these, order one for the leaders, that's the House. There's two in the House and two in the Senate, and those who are directly representing you, your Senate, your two senators and your representatives. Order them, get them now, we'll get them to you. A donation would be appreciated. We're not asking for that. We're asking for you to be engaged and involved. Send these. We'll have another one with another thing to focus on. But this one is focusing on January 6th political prisoners. It's time we stood up, America, to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Hear ye, hear ye. Now is the time for all good Americans to come to the aid of their country. For the past several months, I've been sharing with you a newsletter, Voice of the Patriot. Like Thomas Paine's Common Sense, circulate and share these newsletters with freedom-loving Americans, friends, neighbors, family. Beginning with Voice of the Patriot newsletter number 6, start sharing with your elected officials. We must take steps to restore our republic. As nightfall does not come at once, neither does oppression. In both instances, there's a twilight where everything remains seemingly unchanged. And it is in such twilight that we must be aware of change in the air, however slight, lest we become unwitting victims of the darkness, tyranny. We're burning daylight, America. Tomorrow might be too late. Request your copy of Voice of the Patriot today. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.